During current economic difficulties, households are under strain, and today we focus on those who perhaps are struggling to pay their monthly instalments on their car. The car is such an important tool because it can assist in someone being able to get a job. Both the car owner and the vehicle lender have rights, but it's important when one gets into a financial pickle to know what one's rights are if affordability of the car becomes tricky. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Sarah Nicholson. She's the commercial manager at personal finance website company Just Money. Thanks so much, Sarah, for joining us. So what happens if you're suddenly financially constrained and you know you're going to struggle to make your car repayments? Presumably, you must speak to your lender immediately to see what's possible.
Absolutely. Typically, what you want to do is if you realize that you're getting into a situation where, you know, you're not going to be able to make payment, I like to say that prevention is really better than cure. So don't wait until that last minute where you are actually getting a notice from the bank saying, listen, you're in arrears.
Yes.
What you rather want to do is, if you realize that you're not going to be able to make it, you know, reach out to your credit provider, explain the situation to them, and let them know that, listen, you're not going to be able to make that payment. Is there an arrangement that they can potentially make? So typically what they could do is they could either extend the period of the loan with you, and that would then lower the monthly repayments. Or they could defer the payment for just a short-term time, so almost like a payment holiday. But again, you know, if you are going to look at that option, you just need to be aware that that interest is still going to accumulate.
Yes.
You are at risk, you know, of your debt increasing and it's not helping you in the long term.
Yeah. What happens if your lender is of the view that you're not going to be able to make the necessary payments and they want to get the car so that they can cut their losses? What's the procedure that they need to follow?
So typically what a bank would need to do is they would need to issue you with a Section 129 from the National Credit Act, and that would be telling you that you are in arrears and that they want to go ahead and collect the vehicle. Then typically what they would need to do is they would need to issue you with a warrant of execution or execution warrant, and then they would need to come through to, obviously, to the property with the sheriff, who would then deliver that notice to you. And you would then have time from that period, a few days from that time, you know, to obviously return the vehicle.
Mm.
Alternatively, what you could do, again, you want to catch this before this kind of happens. You know, look at either getting, you can also decide to return the car if that's something you'd like to do.
Yes.
Just now. But what you could do is, you know, reach out to a reputable debt counsellor. You know, they typically would help with things like this, and they would actually negotiate with the credit provider on your behalf, reduce that interest rate, and also look at a repayment plan that's more affordable for you and your budget.
Mm.
And then typically they have more swing with the credit providers for this. So it could be a potential, you know, option. Or, you know, sell a car. Look at what is the retail value of that car. Sell it, get a smaller car if you need to. There's nothing wrong with that to, you know, get A to B, and if that's going to help you for the time being, that's also worth it.
Yeah. So how does one qualify for the debt review process? And of course, if you do get into it, it does mean that you're not able to take on any further debt.
Correct. So typically what you'd need to do is obviously reach out to a qualified debt counsellor. And, you know, they would assess your situation, see if you are eligible for debt counselling, and then they would go and do the due process. Typically, you need to be earning, you do need to earn a salary because you need to make a monthly payment for this.
Yes.
Every month you need to make your debt repayment for this. And they obviously do, you know, they get in touch with the banks and drop that interest rate quite substantially, which means you're actually going to be paying less on your debt in the long run. So handy from that point of view. In terms of, you know, obviously credit, you need to understand as well that this is a rehabilitation process almost. You know, you've gotten to a situation where you're in a lot of debt, and you're getting into taking another credit agreement during this time is not necessarily going to be good for your financial future.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason as to why, you know, you're not allowed. And it's, obviously you cannot. It doesn't necessarily stop you from getting a rental agreement or a cell phone agreement through companies like Telkom, but obviously your other credit, like getting a loan, you are restricted.
Mm. So basically, if anybody is in a situation where their car is being repossessed or it's been threatened to be repossessed, they do have options, and people can't just come and bulldoze over them to get their car.
Absolutely. So the banks and the lenders need to follow the due diligence and the due process. So unfortunately, what can happen is that a lot of the banks will use a debt collector, and a debt collector would typically come to your address, and they would ask you to sign a form. And that form is typically it's a voluntary submission or voluntary form.
Yes.
Which if you sign, that means you voluntarily hand in over your car. So typically, if that happens, that's not something that you have to sign. They have to come with a sheriff with that warrant to come collect the car.
Hmm.
But before this, you know, the bank has to issue, or the creditor has to issue you with a Section 129 to let you know that this is going to take place.
Right.
So they cannot just pitch up at your property and take the vehicle. They have to follow the process.
That was Sarah Nicholson. She's commercial manager at Just Money.